Hi, we're glad you're here. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. We begin today with a beautiful symbol of the resurrection. It's easy to see why the butterfly has often been depicted in Christian art as a symbol of the resurrection. It can also represent the transformation of our lives with the help of God's grace. In its earlier stages of development, the butterfly is an earthbound caterpillar that crawls along the ground. Then it enters its cocoon as into a tomb. After a death-like sleep, it emerges in a new and beautiful form. No longer bound to the earth, it freely and gloriously soars where it will. To visualize this, some churches hold a butterfly release on Easter Sunday to provide a stunning image in the sky of resurrected life in Christ. As we hear in 1 Corinthians, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible. It is raised incorruptible. It is sown dishonorable. It is raised glorious. It is sown weak. It is raised powerful. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. Now to our gospel. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. Matthew chapter 28. Verses 1 through 3. It's now early Sunday morning, and the two Marys, after resting on the Sabbath, are back at the tomb. In Matthew's account, they do not bring oils to anoint the body of Jesus, for the tomb is guarded and sealed. They have simply come to see the tomb, just as I might visit the grave of someone I love. What they see is not what they expected. An angel comes down from heaven and causes the earth to quake. Then the angel rolls back the stone, despite its having been sealed, and in a triumphant gesture sits upon it. Let everyone see, the tomb is empty. This place of death has become the cradle of life, not only for Jesus, for all of us. Jesus himself promised this. When Lazarus died, his sister Martha went to Jesus and said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus looked her in the eye and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Let the same Lord assure me of the resurrection, and then let him ask me by name, do you believe this? Take it from there. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.